definitely a big physical side versus a team that lack physicality, that like to play it on the deck and are inexperienced at this level. How do you resolve that problem?
Well, I think we were a lot better second half when we, like you say, got a bit more height in the team, a little bit more power. But I think, like you say there, we've still got to trust ourselves. As, you know, we've still got to pass the ball better under not a lot of pressure in the first half, and have the confidence in each other to take the ball. And you know, that's the style that we want to play, so that the players have to adapt to that. I think they will do, especially the new players that we've signed. I think the more experience we can get into them, the more games they'll play, the better they'll get.
You and I spoke, I won't put this to bed, because you and I spoke briefly after the game about your reluctance to take on old-fashioned managerial role. My interpretation of that was that you didn't want to criticise your predecessor, and that you were keen to point out to the wider football world that there was no Machiavellian scheme on your behalf to take the manager's job. But other people have interpreted that as a symptomatic of a mess behind the scenes. Who's right?
The message was clear straight away between myself and the club. Like you say, I didn't want to be. I can see how I've come across on Tuesday. If you add the fact that I was weary about the fact of celebrating someone else's misfortune, and we've just been beat against a team that all my family support, it wasn't a great day. And I was just mindful of. It's a really prestigious position to be in, the manager of Brentford, and I'm proud of the fact that the club felt like I was the man to steer them at this time, and the priority is the club. You know, I just wanted to make the point that because I have been at clubs where with coaches that are dying to be the next manager and quick to put the knife in, and I didn't want to be seen to be, you know, I was as supportive as I could be with the last manager and Roy, obviously. So that was basically the point I was trying to make.
You've had a week with the players now, and you've played a tough side, you know, one of the pre-season favourites. Yeah, what have you learnt about the squad that you have fit, and what have you learnt about yourself?
I've learnt about myself that I need to be better during the games. I need to try and be a little bit more proactive with the system and the substitutions, and try and help the team a little bit more. And I can do that better. I can improve on that massively. We've tried to cut down the information that we're giving the players, especially before the games, because we do give them a lot of info. So we've tried to narrow it down to three or four bullet points that are going to help them in and out of possession. I've noticed that a lot of the teams that we're playing against have got a lot of pace, and that's probably something that we need to address at some point. Especially in the front three striking zones, we've come up against the front three in the last two games that are game changers, and I think we need to. That's something that we could do with.
Whilst I'm aware that trade secrets should be kept in-house, the wider football world is fascinated by the way that the coaching structure works here. I noted today that Phil has the earpiece in. How's that working? Is he speaking to the analytics team? Without giving away secrets, what's that all about?
No, it's not a secret. We've got a coach in the stand that's given us, he's got directives on what we're looking for, mainly about the opposition. What does it look like their strengths are? What are their weaknesses? How can we exploit them? Is the system working? Where can we change our system? So it's basically trying to get, because as you can see, at the level we're at, it's quite difficult to work out the formation.
Is that a help, or does it complicate
things?
Like you said earlier,
it helps me massively.